Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Giants.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. What questions you have?
John, you're one of the teams that, when it comes to December and January, annually most successful. What do you think is the key to be repeatedly successful at this time of year?
We're just trying to play our best football. That's probably in the past, you know. But everything is geared toward and should be geared toward this time of year. You've got to get yourself in position to play meaningful games in December. I mean, that's the goal. Who's going to win in December? Who's going to win in January? Who's going to have an opportunity in February? That remains to be seen. You know, you can be teams. It can be teams that you can have the best season and then, you know, not get all the way to the end, but you can still have a great season. You can have an okay season, make your way into the playoffs, and you can finish it out because you get hot and you play well. So it's a long season in this league for a reason, and we're going to try to play our best football, you know, here at the end of the season in December and January.
Hey, Coach, what is the most positive thing being on the practice field coming after a bye week?
Well, it's just great to be back out here with everybody. Guys are full of energy. They're locked in. I think the recovery was real good. You know, I think it was perfectly right on time, as it turns out right now, and we had a good practice.
John, along those lines, Sunday's the start of a 3-game, 11-day stretch. Just what is the kind of big picture perspective? Do you have my take on that?
Well, the big picture is Sunday. I mean, that's the big picture. The big picture is all hands on deck. We're focused toward playing our best game so far on Sunday. We're going to need to do that, and that's what we're training and preparing to do. We have a plan, you know, for the 3-game stretch, and that plan starts with Sunday.
You've dealt with short weeks, but
You mean back-to-back short weeks? Sure, yeah. 3 games in 10 days. Yeah, that definitely was unique. So we've been thinking about that for quite a while. Sam Rosengarten's a big part of that. But we'll be ready for it. We'll take it 1 week at a time. Right now, it's Sunday.
John, going back to the energy you're talking about in practice, how much is Lamar sort of a source of that and directing that in practice today?
Lamar's always like that. I mean, Lamar likes to practice. He loves football. Lamar is a phenomenal leader, you know, in his way. It starts with, I think all guys realize, you know, leadership starts with competence. I mean, you got to be good and great at what you do to really be genuinely respected as a leader, probably in any field, right? So Lamar's a great player, and he's a great teammate, and he demands perfection and excellence out of himself. That's what it starts with, and then, you know, carries over to the rest of the guys. I mean, the guys respect him, And I wouldn't just stop at Lamar. I mean, you know, you can name the guys. You can start with Mark Andrews and Tyler Linderbaum. I'm just off the top of my head, guys on offense, Derrick Henry. There's a lot of guys that do a great job with that.
John, speaking of Lamar, that was probably as animated or close as animated you've seen after that Philly game. As he gets back to it, what kind of thing is message, is the way he's led in getting these guys back to where you want them?
You know, Lamar understands that it's about, you know, chasing perfection in the details of everything that you do. So it's the same. You know, it doesn't change in that sense. You're not riding a roller coaster of outcomes. You know, you try to be the best you can be every single week, put your best performance out there, and whether you get the outcome you want or you don't get the outcome you want, it shouldn't change your approach. You know, so our approach is really pedal to the metal, man. I mean, kick this thing in gear, put your foot on the gas, put the gas pedal to the floor, and let's get locked in on everything that matters and see if we can drive as fast as we can, as straight as we can, to be as good as we can in this next game.
John, I know it's the NFL and you want to give every team your full attention. But what are kind of the challenges of going on the road to play a team that's having the type of year that the Giants are having?
The challenge is playing the team that we're playing. And this team has got really good players. And this team has got a lot of motivation to play well. You know, they're going to be motivated to win the game. That's the way it is in the National Football League. It's not, there's no difficulty in getting ready for a team. We understand how good every single team is. The New York Giants is a very talented, very tough, very well-coached football team. They're very capable. And we're going to have to play our best football to win the game. That's what we're focused on. It's a great, great question. Mark Andrews is just one of a kind. I mean, he's got the nickname Mandrews, as you guys all know, for a reason, I think, because because that's what he brings, man. He's all ball. You know, he's all ball all the time. Everything he does is, you can just tell he thinks about it, driving home, driving into work, probably while he's sleeping. He probably dreams about it. He eats football, sleeps football, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's really who he is. And as a coach, you kind of like that. You kind of like players that breathe it and live it and eat it and want to be part of it and can't wait to get back out in the practice field. That's what it takes. If you want to be at the top of any profession, you want to be at the top of football, you better be thinking about football and working at football all the time.
I know everything is focused forward, but this will be Lamar Jackson's 100th game in the NFL this Sunday. What's it been like over the course of his career and having Jackson as your quarterback
Yeah, a little reflection there, huh? That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. You know, it'll be his 100th game. It's been 99. Awesome. It's been an awesome ride, you know, 99 and counting. Let's make it at least 100 more, you know, but one at a time. So focused on Sunday.
Yeah, and defense has talked about, you know, turning a corner and all of that. And well, one of those guys who's progressed nicely is Demetrius Robinson. What have you seen from him? You know, his biggest jump from
Well, I think it's steady improvement. Like, I would kind of put him in the same kind of categories we talked about with Mark. He has the same mindset. You know, it's always about him coming in here and just doing whatever he can do to get better. I mean, you see him in the weight room. You see the way he trains. You see him in the meeting room. You know, you see him in the film room on his own. You see him at practice. Takes every bit of coaching and tries to do it exactly the way he's coached to do it, in the most physical manner he can. You know, and then where he's come as a football player is just, it's been remarkable, man. I mean, it's been really fun to watch. But I think he's just scratching the surface. I really think he's going to be even better than he's been so far.
John, we saw Tucker outside kicking field goals today while you guys were practicing. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the plan? Did he kind of just go out there on his own? How did that come about?
No, they have a plan. You know, they have a plan. It's not going to be the field was really muddy today and it was raining, as you know, so we didn't want to get out there and get on that bad field. In terms of practice, it's not good for our health, potentially. It's definitely not good for our timing and all that, so we came in here. Players don't like being inside. They want to be out there on the grass, but we had to force them in here. So Tuck and Randy and Chris, they just, you know, they went out there probably, I guess, you know, maybe to get in the rain because it might rain on Sunday, right? But the footing will be fine even if it is raining there because it'll be turf.
How much does that change things for you going in there?
It really doesn't change anything. And we kind of knew that was possible. We could kind of tell on Monday that maybe it was going that way. But we've talked about both quarterbacks. We understand, you know, the nuance between the two and their offense, I believe. But we got to play our defense well. That's really what we got to do. And if we do that well, then, you know, that gives us our best chance.
Playing at the Meadowlands, is that a little bit different in terms of the wind and the way it blows around?
It's not like the old days, Jerry, you know, when they opened up the garage door and closed the garage door, you know. Now, Landetta would tell you, Sean Landetta, Baltimore guy, he would tell you that's all a myth, that there's nothing to it. It was like kind of a mind game that Bill Parcells used to play with everybody. But I think he knew how to play the winds in there. It's not like that at the new Meadowlands, but it's still windy. But it's a little more consistent.
All right.
All right, good.